Hello, is Leonard Austin there?
Speaking.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, so I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah, how long is this going to take?
No more than 8 minutes.
Okay, well, go.
Okay. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian?
African-American.
Thank you very much. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably
yes.
Vote?
Yes, is probably vote.
Probably vote. Thank you. What is your age?
67.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Is it very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Closely.
Between somewhat closely and very closely?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Very closely.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Is it the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed, Republicans in Congress, the COVID pandemic, or the Biden administration and their policies?
The COVID.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between... we're going to go through the list. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is reducing gun violence.
Well, say that again.
Reducing gun violence.
What do I think is what? Say that again.
Reducing gun violence.
Okay.
What you say?
I say that's a 10.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Oh, that's definitely a 10.
Creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants.
5.
Reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice.
That's about a 9.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Well, I'm not concerned about that one. So, I don't know. That could be a 1.
Fighting back against the rise of white nationalism.
Make it a 5.
Thank you. Now, we're going to switch gears a bit. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No, I approve.
And is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
I approve.
And is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100, I'm sorry, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please just let me know. The first one on the list is the Republican Party.
I don't pay attention to that, so.
A number between 0 and 100?
0.
Joe Biden?
99.
Barack Obama?
99.
Planned Parenthood?
Who?
Planned Parenthood.
What is that?
Planned Parenthood, the organization. You don't know, no opinion, or have never heard of them?
Never heard of them.
Okay. The NAACP.
Okay, that's 100.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
100.
Donald Trump.
0.
Hakeem Jeffries?
Never heard of that one.
That's fine. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump? If undecided, please just let me know.
Undecided.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Probably Joe.
Thank you. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe.
Thank you. Now, thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
It's a little bit better, very little.
Mm-hmm. So would you say, do you lean more towards staying about the same or getting better?
It's getting better.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A. Some people say the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taken away from the attention needed to focus on security, the rights, I'm sorry, let me restart. Some people say the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taken away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of the African American community, or statement B. Other people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all of these attacks. Which of these two statements do you agree with more?
Well, you got to fight back, I'd say.
So between statement A, is it much more B or somewhat more B?
Yeah. More B.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Have I heard what they're doing?
Yes. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Well, a little bit. Yeah, I heard a little bit.
Okay. Thank you. And what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More favored towards them.
Would that be somewhat more favorable or much more favorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat more? Or much
somewhat.
More?
Okay. Somewhat more.
Thank you. And just before, right around the corner of finishing the survey, I just want to thank you for your time and patience, but we still have a few more to go. So please bear with me. Now, I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in these first 2 years in office. For each one, please tell me how important that is to you. The first one is cut inflation by nearly 60%, the lowest in the last 18 months. How important an accomplishment is that to you? Is it very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not important at all?
Somewhat important.
Made unemployment benefit tax-free during COVID.
Definitely important.
And that would be very or somewhat?
Very important.
Thank you. The next one is expanded background checks for gun purchases and improved laws to keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic abuse.
Very important.
Created the most diverse government in our history. Over half of 1,500 presidential appointments are non-white and nearly 60% are women, the most ever.
Somewhat important.
Thank you very much. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 3 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No, I approve it.
And is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some of the reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, we are facing the largest threat to our rights and freedoms from extremists since the 60s. They've attacked reproductive rights, our voting rights, our history, by trying to ban books on slavery and even attack the U.S. Capitol on January 6th to overturn the will of the people and keep Trump in office. Where does this stop? We cannot accept this as the new normal. We must use our political power to fight back and send a message to MAGA Republicans that we aren't going back to Jim Crow.
Oh.
What? Okay.
I got company just come in, so.
we're about to finish, I promise. Just a few more questions.
No, that's it. I got company. Okay?
It is a very, what time can we call you back? Because you're so close to finishing. Um,